You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
State of the States with US correspondent Jason Leopold.
Hey Jason, how you doing?
I'm doing okay, settling into a new reality.
Yeah.
And here in the US, and trying to absorb that.
Totally. Yeah.
It's been pretty surreal over the past week. I mean, it's very interesting. I spoke with various intelligence officials. Now, the intelligence community has long said that, you know, a Donald Trump presidency would be a threat to national security. And in my conversations with officials at the CIA, the NSA, the Office of Director of National Intelligence, they were all shocked. I mean, there was a real feeling of shock, surprise. They didn't see this coming. They are kind of in the midst of trying to figure out how to prepare for a Donald Trump presidency. The public right now is also doing its own postmortem. You know, there's a postmortem on the media. What did the media get wrong? We're hearing lots of stories right now about Donald Trump's transition team being in disarray. There's firings taking place. They're cleaning house. It almost appears as if they were also surprised that they won. And, you know, over the past week, we've seen protests, some rioting taking place over Donald Trump's surprise win over Hillary Clinton. I was in Portland, Oregon, where some of the most violent protests took place. You know, this is really still a shock to many people.
Totally, yeah. I've read about how Trump has started to make his cabinet appointments as well as the transition team. So tell me, what is a Trump administration shaping up to look like?
You know, it's hard to tell. I mean, obviously, a lot of attention has been focused on his pick for White House strategist. That would be Steve Bannon. That's, the head of Breitbart, the nationalist white nationalist news organization. They have been instrumental in, promoting these alt-right themes. That certainly has been quite a surprise to some. And, President Obama actually made some veiled reference to that appointment yesterday in Greece, where he was saying, we kind of have to be careful about getting caught up in this, this sort of sense of nationalism. It's really, really unclear right now who he's going to, who Donald Trump is going to pick for some of the, very important positions over at the CIA, perhaps over at the NSA, the Office of Director of National Intelligence. We're hearing that Rudy Giuliani, former mayor of New York, who has advised Donald Trump, will possibly be or is possibly his top pick for Secretary of State. You know, and keep in mind that there were many, 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 many Republicans who actually shifted their vote to Hillary Clinton. So Donald Trump and his pick, whoever he picks for some of these cabinet positions, they may have a problem getting through a nomination process in Congress. So there's still a lot of work to be done. And, much of this work with regard to the presidential transition should have actually been in place, months ago. I mean, it's almost as if you could think about it, in terms of as if you were going to, an award show. You have your acceptance speech already.
Yeah.
And, you have everything all planned out. And his camp just doesn't. They don't have anything planned out yet. So they're quite behind.
Yeah, right, that it's kind of taken them all by surprise. Something also kind of funny that I've seen come out about after the election result is actually all these photos of Donald Trump looking kind of sad and displeased and just thinking like, oh crap, is this actually what I want to do? I don't know. That's kind of the reading that I've had of it, which is kind of, which I guess just really illustrates that massive surprise, not just to, you know, the media, but probably to him very much in a way as well, I reckon.
Absolutely. I mean, look, this is a man who has never held any government office, you know, position in his lifetime. And now he is elevated to the highest office of the land. And, you know, he made many remarks about the type of work that, you know, President Obama's political acumen. And he's now finding out that there is a lot of work, that, you know, being president of the United States is a lot of work. For example, you have to hire the entire West Wing. They didn't know that. He's suddenly realizing that, he has to spend time in the White House. He's not really accepting of that yet. What's really interesting is the New York Times had this report out noting that the heads of state of other countries have been reaching Trump, blindly calling into Trump Tower where he is. I mean, there's no, they're just dialing the phone and getting him on the phone, and that he doesn't even have any briefing papers from the Department of State. I mean, it's really, things are quite scattered. So I think those pictures are, possibly reflective of the, perhaps the awe that now he suddenly realizes that this is quite an undertaking, and it remains to be seen who some of these important positions, who will fill these important positions, and ultimately those are the people who will guide Donald Trump. I mean, President Obama even noted that because of Donald Trump's lack of experience, he's going to spend some extra time with him after he leaves office to ensure that there's a smooth transition. What you don't want is to have any gap, any sort of time frame in which there is a gap in succession. So there has to be a pretty smooth transition taking place here. Obviously, some of the folks that are in these positions, head of the CIA, for example, John Brennan. I mean, nobody's going to leave until Trump picks or names his nominees for those offices. But whereas a presidential transition, you would hope that it would be set by January 20th on inauguration. This could drag on for quite some time.
Mm. And so also at the end of October, Trump announced his plan for his first 100 days in office. So this includes things like imposing term limits on Congress, repealing Obamacare, and also, of course, his plan to build a wall at the U.S.-Mexico border. I'm wondering, though, how much of this plan can he feasibly implement?
It's going to be tough sledding, and part of the reason it's going to be tough for him is because he needs Congress's approval. First he said that Mexico was going to build this wall. Well, good luck with that. We'll see how his plan is for getting Mexico to pay for it. But he's already kind of backtracked by saying that this wall may be a fence. Not actually a wall. For Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, keep some of those, some parts of that in place. So he's already sort of, taking a couple of steps back there. But ultimately, Congress holds the purse strings, okay? And so some of the more extreme measures that he wants to undertake would likely be very difficult. In terms of deporting up to 3 million, undocumented workers, immigrants here in the U.S., who he says are only criminals, we've already heard from the Los Angeles Police Department. They said that they're not going to help him carry that out. So That part of it, though, while it may sound controversial, what's really important to note about that part of, like, you know, what Donald Trump is saying in terms of deportations, mass deportations, is that that actually was something that Hillary Clinton said during her campaign in 2008. And, you know, President Obama himself has already deported more than 2 million people. So it may seem controversial because it's coming from Donald Trump and the rhetoric behind it, but we've already seen President Obama carry that out. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton already noting that as well, that would have been something that she would have done. But he's going to really have to improve his relations with Congress and vice versa if he wants Congress to carry out his policies.
Mm. And so also just finally before we go, Hillary Clinton has reportedly said that after the election that FBI Director James Comey is to blame for her election failures because of the controversial letters that he wrote days before the election about the new emails that have been discovered. Do you think this blame is warranted?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I think that, first of all, that I wasn't on the call. I only read the report like you did in the New York Times and elsewhere. No, I don't think it's warranted. I think that, unless she's claiming that within 10 days of the election, you know, millions of people shifted their vote to Donald Trump, or perhaps sat at home because they suddenly were, fearing that, she wouldn't make it or she would be indicted or, you know, there's a cloud hanging over her. I just don't believe that. I mean, I think that it's very clear, you know, why this election was lost. Mm. This was her election to lose, and clearly spending time in those crucial battleground states. Certainly the email issue was a problem for her during her campaign, a problem that was, you know, one could argue overblown out of proportion by the media. But at the end of the day, you know, she spent a good part of 2015 defending her use of this private email and private email server instead of just saying I made a terrible mistake. In terms of, you know, literally it's the FBI or James Comey's letter that caused it. I just don't believe that.
Mm, yeah, I guess it was so many other factors. It's just hard to really just pinpoint it on that.
Look,
just one
people
thing.
Made up their mind. People made up their minds. You can look at those votes. You can look at the number of votes. They made up their mind of who they were going to vote for a long time ago, you know. And what it revealed to me is that there was really nothing you could throw at Donald Trump. You know, he himself said, I could shoot someone in the street in Times Square, I believe, in New York, and they would still vote for me. And I think that after everything that we've seen on Donald Trump come out over the past 6 months, that holds true.
Absolutely. Great. Well, thank you for talking to us this week, Jason. We'll talk to you again next week.
Look forward to it. Take care.
All right. You too. Bye.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.